This is A Closer Look. I'm Rose Scott alongside Jim Burris, who's filling in for Dennis O'Hare. When the Supreme Court's recent ruling made same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states, well, many LGBT Americans and allies celebrated. Well, parades erupted across the country, couples rushed to say their vows at the courthouse, and millions of Facebook users turned their profile pictures into rainbow colors to show solidarity.
Clearly, marriage equality was a big win for LGBT rights, but advocates say there's still a long way to go. Jeff Graham is Executive Director of Georgia Equality, and he joins us now to discuss what's next here in Georgia. And Jeff, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
So what did the ruling mean for Georgia Equality and other local LGBT advocacy organizations in terms of what you're doing here in the state?
Well, certainly the marriage ruling had such a significant impact on us on a very emotional level. I was one of the folks that was involved in the campaign back in 2004 to try to prevent the constitutional ban from being placed here in Georgia to begin with. And so in many ways, it really was a sense of finally achieving a goal that we had set ourselves 10 years ago. But as someone who myself is in a long-term relationship, it actually was a dream goal that is a couple of decades in the making, to know that legally, as couples and as families, we will be treated the exact same as any other family, any other couple under the law here in Georgia.
And you said this has been a couple of decades in the making. A lot of people say that it happened really quickly. And I think that part of the message has gotten lost in that the quick end to that timeline. But there was a lot of work over those two decades to get where we are today.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, you know, in some ways, the first folks who tried to apply for marriage licenses was actually in the 70s. Evan Wolfson, who is really kind of the grandfather of the Freedom to Marry movement, he wrote a paper on this in the early 80s that a lot of people did not really think was serious. No one really thought about the implications of marriage and relationship recognition until the 90s and the 2000s, I think, is when it really heated up. So it really is a nice victory that in some respects did happen very, very quickly. But for the couples and the families involved, it really seemed to drag on for a long time, watching children grow up in an environment where you never knew if both parents were going to be respected as parents, if there was an emergency at the school, decades of loving couples never knowing if they were actually going to be able to get in to see their life partner if there was a medical emergency at a hospital.
Sure.
Well, Jeff, I'm curious because now that same-sex couples can now be legally there, can be married, but does that shift your organization's focus at all? I mean, you mentioned that there was so much more to do, so it seems silly to say, well, let's check this off the list, but what now is the next priority for an organization like Georgia Equality?
Sure. So, what we have actually focused most of our work on over the last decade has really been trying to protect people as they go about their daily lives. Folks who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, whether it be in the school setting, the healthcare setting, workplace employment, workplace fairness is a big issue that we've worked on, as well as housing, credit. There's a lot of issues that remain unresolved with marriage equality now being here, and in some ways may actually be heightened. So it is truly possible that someone could get married over the weekend, share their wedding photos with coworkers, have a supervisor that did not realize that that person was gay or lesbian, and then decides to fire them because of that.
So where do you then begin to get that campaign going or get allies in the General Assembly? Because Georgia does not have any laws that protect against that.
That is correct. Georgia is one of 28 states that has no statewide protection that keeps people from being fired due to their sexual orientation. One of 33 states that has no law that specifically prevents workplace discrimination for people who are transgender. That is the work that we have been doing for several years, and we know that this is the work that we still need to do. Georgia also is one of only five states that has no statewide law that provides guarantees that you will not be discriminated against when you seek services. So it's a public accommodations law. And that's not just to protect the gay and transgender community. This would actually be a law that does not protect anyone against discrimination when they're seeking services. And while there we do have a very strong federal civil rights law that most people look to for protection, that of course does not include sexual orientation or gender identity in that. And frankly, I think it's has some other gaps for other communities here in Georgia as well.
Talking about that law, since 1978, federal law prohibits discrimination based on marital status. So someone who is fired for being gay because they marry a gay partner, do you see that as a possible legal challenge that you're discriminating on my marriage?
I'm not going to try to play the role of an attorney.
Okay.
And so certainly I think that that is a very valid question. However, I think what the employer would say is that I didn't fire you for being married. I fired you for being gay. And at the end of the day, we don't exist to have attorneys filing lawsuits. We as an organization really exist so that people can have a sense of lived equality, that they feel that they will not be treated any differently because of who they are and who they love. That's lived equality. That's what we look for. And the laws and the policies are an important foundation for that. And that's why we look at changing laws and policies.
We're speaking with Jeff Graham. He's the executive director of Georgia Equality, and we're talking about what's next for LGBT advocates. And Jeff, I want to get your opinion on this, because over the years, there's been much debate about the civil rights movement and the LGBT movement, and some people say they're not the same, that you should not look at them as being parallel in terms of a struggle for an oppressed or discriminated against people. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, they are not the same. And I do, I'm glad you asked that question, because I do think it's important to understand that they are not the same. There are some great differences, and there were some great injustices that were done specifically to African Americans in this country, but to other people of color that go back hundreds of years. And that is very different than the oppression that people have experienced because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. However, that does not mean that that oppression and discrimination is any less real.
Or that the strategy in terms of being vocal, in terms of making your case heard, she could not parallel each other at all.
Yeah, I mean, there certainly are parallel strategies. You know, there's a lot of allies within the African American community that those of us in the LGBT community have always relied on. You know, the Legislative Black Caucus here in Georgia has been, frankly, one of our strongest political allies, and that goes back decades.
I want to get your take on this idea of momentum in the movement. So certainly some would say that marriage equality being law now is creating momentum for the overall movement, really pushing it forward. But for a lot of people, that was that decision has caused them to kind of recoil even more and say, we need to be really careful about how we consider future issues.
Well, we do need to be very strategic about how we consider issues, especially here in Georgia, really recognizing that Georgia politically is very different than Massachusetts or New York or Illinois or California. That does not mean, though, that we should do nothing. I do think that this issue, specifically around workplace fairness, workplace protections, is something that poll after poll that we have done have shown to be incredibly popular. When people realize that you really can be fired because of who you are and who you love, people say that that's wrong and the laws should change. The public really, here in Georgia, is a very fair group of people. And again, poll after poll really shows that sometimes people are afraid of things that they do not understand. But with education, they understand the importance of recognizing that LGBT people are your friends, are your family members, are the people you go to church with and the people that you work with.
So do you think that the marriage equality decision kind of helps people along that journey, that this was kind of a win for LGBT people because it helped the cause in other people's minds?
I think people will now have a greater sense of the reality of our lives, that we love and we hurt just like anyone else.
You know, Jeff, Senator Josh McCown recently was just on a closer look. We talked about his Religious Freedom Restoration Act bill, which some say could make it legal to discriminate against people based on their sexual orientation. How is Georgia Equality responding to this piece of legislation? How concerned are you about it? Because there's also talk that with the High Court's ruling, it sort of gives legislation like this a little bit of momentum to tell people, okay, see, now you really got to understand that your religious freedoms are, you know, at stake here. So how are you all going to respond to
that?
Well,
this is something that we remain very, very concerned about. And first and foremost, you know, we also support the concept of religious freedom and religious liberty. It's enshrined in the U.S. Constitution, the First Amendment. It's something that we believe in very, very deeply, that people need to have the guarantees that they can practice their faith in the way that they want to. But where there are concerns is when someone's practice of faith goes further, and they actually use that as an excuse to discriminate or withhold services in the public square.
Well, and speaking of faith, Jeff, do you all have sort of a collaboration with the faith community to talk about these issues?
Yeah, this past legislative session, there were over 250 faith leaders from a number of denominations, both Christian and Jewish, who spoke out against Josh McCoon's Senator McCoon's bill, saying that it was not needed and it was not something that the full faith community had called for. We are actually having a luncheon next week with a number of those faith leaders to talk about what they're hearing after the marriage ruling, and then talk about these next steps about non-discrimination and how they, as faith leaders, can engage more fully in those conversations within their own communities and congregations.
We've been speaking with Georgia Equality Executive Director Jeff Graham about what's next for LGBT rights following the marriage equality decision. Jeff, it's always good to have you here. Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in, Jeff. We appreciate it.